Listen to what the Abbess Hilda preached back in the 7th century to her nuns at Whitby Abbey just before she died.
Trade with the gifts that God has given you. Bend your minds to holy learning, that you may escape the fretting moth of littleness of mind that would wear your souls out. Brace your wills to action, that they may not be the spoils of weak desires. Train your heart and lips to song, which gives courage to the soul. Being buffeted by trials, learn to laugh. Being reproved, give thanks.
Now those are powerful words that span the centuries, worth hearing again. Trade with the gifts that God has given you. I love that expression. We'd probably say today, use what you've got. Bend your minds to holy learning. That means giving the freebies that flop through the door amiss and reading stuff that's spiritually worthwhile. So that you may escape the fretting moth of littleness of mind, which would wear your souls out. Now, we don't hear much about the will these days, but it's central to our discipleship. Our will can take us where our feelings would hold us back. And Hilda says, brace your wills to action, that they may not be the spoils of weak desires. Train your hearts and lips to song, for that gives courage to the soul. And nothing of lasting worth is achieved without courage. And it's so often praise and worship which re-releases it. Now, the next bit doesn't come naturally. Being buffeted by trials, learn to laugh. Being reproved, give thanks. Having failed, determined to succeed. Now, you might be asking whether all these things that we've been thinking about in relation to Patmos still apply to you if you find yourself in a Patmos type of place, not primarily as a result of outward persecution, but as a result of your own silly fault. After all, so many of our sufferings are the result of our sinfulness or our recklessness.
David found himself in a Patmos experience when he relaxed at a time when he should have stayed alert and gone to war with the rest of his army. He fell into such a temptation that it led to quite extraordinary complications.
Leisure times reveal what's in our hearts, in equal but opposite ways that times of great pressure also do. The good news is that yes, everything does still apply. Whatever you've done, God hears the repentant heart. He still knows your address, He can still find you, still help you, still rescue you, and still use you. But you've got to be diligent in choosing His way and seeking Him.
Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. It is the Sovereign Lord who helps me. Who is it then who will condemn me? remembering that the Lord declared, "I am the living one, the first and the last, the ruler of the nations." Therefore, by definition, he can always intervene to establish his purposes and to pick us up one more time than we can ever fail or fall. Thank you, Father.